I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for June 1st, 2015 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanam?
Mr. Hanam will be arriving late.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Mishka?
Here.
Mrs. Westphal?
Here.
Six members of city council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. We welcome you to our city council meeting. You're here for a specific purpose, but we invite you to join us for our pledge of allegiance, this meeting led by Mr. Mishka.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Agenda item three is additions to the agenda, and we do have a few additions to make this evening. First, we'll add as agenda item 4A, a very nice event, a presentation of a check from Frontier to help benefit our downtown. So that's right after our meeting minutes. That's the first thing, place I can put you.
Well, that's the correct place to be, right?
And then Mr. Hanam has told the president of council he'd like to add a report of the zoning committee. We'll do that as 11A. Like to add information item B, that is sort of the income tax report through May. That's in front of you at your places tonight. And we're also going to talk about the code book updates, which are in your council packets. Mrs. Westphal?
Nothing, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Members of city council, Mr. Lukey?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to schedule an economic development subcommittee meeting.
All right, we'll make that 11B. Other items from members of city council? Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Shaw?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
We're glad to have you here tonight. I know that Mr. Aller is attending his daughter's senior banquet.
That's right. Yep, thank you.
Mrs. Briney?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
If there's nothing further, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
No. Second.
Been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda is approved. Agenda item four is approval of our meeting minutes from our last meeting on May 18th. Mrs. Westphal?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of Minutes of the May 18th, 2015 meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from our May 18th, 2015 meeting as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes stand approved. Now on to added agenda item 4A. See, that didn't take very long. We're to you already. We are happy to have with us tonight Richard Hutchinson. He is the general manager for Northwest Ohio for Frontier Communications, and Tom Gerton, the technical supervisor from Frontier. You're welcome to come to the podium and give us any information you want, and then we're going to come down and hopefully get something.
Yeah, well, absolutely you will. And how do you know it won't take long? I'm giving you a microphone here.
Yes.
I might just open up.
I'm in the chair.
First of all, it's a real honor to be here tonight and have an opportunity to talk to all of you about a program we're particularly proud of. It's called America's Best Communities. And it's a program that our founder, our chairwoman, Maggie Wilderider, thought of. And it's a program of encouraging our communities to plan together for their future and finding out. It was a competition, and we had 140 communities nationally participating in it, and it's turned out very well. We were really excited about the applications and the creativity of all the people that put a lot of energy into this, because it was done by lots of staff support and support for that, but to develop a really great presentation. And so tonight, I'm here to present a $5,000 check to recognize all of the efforts that your team put into this. Bill, you might want to comment on some of your efforts, because I came here, about 3 months ago or so, maybe a little sooner than that, and talked to you about this program and you embraced it, and I very much appreciate that, because you really can't have a contest or a program unless people want to participate, and so then you immediately stepped up for that, and that's what this check is to recognize that effort, and thank you very much, and you might want to talk a little bit.
Appreciate that. No, any opportunity, I think that's when we, like you brought to us, an idea to support economic development activities, and we met the population criteria for the grant, and there were some good points on it that we can use, you know, going forward in any of our planning, and use some of our downtown planning documents and support for the application. So it's a great opportunity, and appreciate the grant and the and again the explanation, and I think I included in my note to the city council, and that cities itself couldn't get the director couldn't make the application, so it had to be a separate entity. There's like either some type of foundation or something connected with a lot of the applicants, I guess, but we have the our Sylvania Area Community Improvement Corporation, which we were able to use then that organization to actually do the application for the on the benefit to benefit the city.
That's correct. And and we have other Frontiers Not in the Room, although we didn't want to pull together initially, but CoBank, the Weather Channel, and Dish Network also support the program. So this is a gesture from American Best Committees. It's the first year of the program, so we'll hopefully there'll be many more of these in the future to participate in. But hopefully, I think you've already got some great ideas to use the money to stimulate economic growth. So again, thank you for participating.
That is the goal, to stimulate growth.
Didn't take up too much time, but.
Are there guidelines for the expenditure of the funds?
No.
Just promote
this is for
growth.
You, and this is really a complete thank you for participating in helping make the program a great competition and stimulate ideas. And I don't know where it's all going to end up. It actually comes to conclusion in 2016 when there'll be finally a winner nationally for it. But this is a great start for Sylvania in this. So if they put it to use.
Well, it sounds like a photo op to me.
So how do we do this? Let's see. You want to do something over here?
Yeah, just set it up on that.
Oh, yeah, you're right. See? A photographer. She knows. The name of the lady.
All right, we're ready to proceed. Let the record show that Mr. Hainem has arrived and joined the meeting during the check presentation. We'll move ahead with agenda item 5. You have petition for zoning ordinance amendment SUP 1 2015. This is submitted by St. Elias Antioch Orthodox Church over on Arun. They have an existing shelter building that they provided drawings with here to convert to another use, a daycare use. The drawings are very well developed. However, they're going to have to get a special use permit approval to do this. All you're doing tonight is referring this to the Planning Commission for their review. I believe the Planning Commission meets next week, next Wednesday. Let me confirm that. And then we'll be back to you with a recommendation. Yes, they meet on Wednesday, June the 10th. So all we're looking for tonight, Mr. Hanem, is a referral to the Planning Commission.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move we refer SUP 1-2015 to the Planning Commission for their review and recommendation.
Second.
Moved and seconded to review to refer SUP 1-2015 to the Planning Commission for their review and recommendation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Agenda item 6 is also a Zoning and Annexation Committee piece of business, but this is an adopting a statement of what services will be provided to the area proposed for annexation, and this happens to be property that the city now owns. It's the Baptist Church on Holland Sylvania Road. Mrs. Brining.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This resolution is just a procedural requirement under the Ohio Revised Code to set forth what services we'll provide to the property once the annexation has been complete. The annexation hearing date is July 14th, so we just need to be sure this is filed 20 days prior to the hearing. I would recommend approval. Thank you.
We've done several of these in the last couple of years. Pretty straightforward. It's not a contested by any neighbors, except maybe the trustees, and I don't think they're going to oppose this one either. We'll find out at the public hearing. Mr. Hanem.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move adoption of resolution number 37-2015. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Adopting a statement pursuant to Revised Code of Ohio 709.03D, indicating what services will be provided to the area proposed to be annexed to the City of Sylvania by petition for annexation filed with the Board of Lucas County Commissioners, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Have a good evening. It's been moved and seconded that resolution number 37-2015 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage resolution number 37-2015 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of resolution 37-2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and resolution 37-2015 is approved. Agenda item 7. This is for salt, road salt purchasing, and it takes a little explanation. We did join with the state of Ohio for their road salt purchase program, but Mr. Aller and I assume Mr. Shaw have been shopping around to see if they could find some more salt at a lower price so we could stockpile it in our large salt dome for the future. Mr. Shaw, are you prepared to discuss this?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Adequately said that ODOT's price of $69.36 is what we were granted for road salt this year with their cooperative program. That comes to a total of about $111,000 of our budget of $300,000 for salt. We proceeded to contact four or five different vendors, and two or three of them told us that they couldn't give us a definitive price until June or July. One did come back and give us a slightly under ODOT price of $65.88. That was Detroit Salt Company. They told us the maximum we could buy was 1,500 ton at that price. And that comes to a total of a little under $99,000. Dollars in addition. So that brings our whole total for salt purchase at just under $210,000 of our budget at $300,000. We think this is a good price. It's under what ODOT's cooperative purchase program price was, and we would like to recommend approval.
Our salt reservoirs were greatly taxed two winters ago, and we did not want to participate in last winter's ODOT salt sale because of the very high price. That was up $80 or $90, Joe?
$130, 130-something.
130. So this is a way to replenish our salt supply. We have space for it in our salt dome. I know that we did not use as much last winter. Can you happen to know what that number is?
Yeah, real quick on some quantities here. We have about 1,800 ton on hand, 1,600 ton buying from ODOT, and 1,500 ton buying it from Detroit Salt. That would bring our total just under 5,000 ton. We have the capacity to hold 6,500, so that would put us at 75-80% capacity.
I'm going from memory here. It seems to me in the worst winter, two winters ago, we used somewhere over 3,000 ton.
I have it as 2014, we had 2,395.
That's less than I thought. And then last year, we used less.
Yes. So this would give us 2 years of salt if we purchase no more.
All right, and we are still at about two-thirds of what our budget amount is. So this seems like a prudent thing to do at the time. You know, there are two or three things that can happen. Salt prices could plummet, and we could be stuck with too expensive a salt, or they could go back up. But we're buying it at less than half of what last winter's price was through the ODOT program, and we're buying it for less than the summer fill program that ODOT has going on right now. So it seems like a prudent move to me.
I was going to ask, if you hear back from your other vendors in June and July, do you think that you'll try to use whatever's left in the budget to get some more, or do you think you'll hold on to what you got for the year? We could certainly take a look at it. It depends on the price that comes back. You know, this seems to be a pretty good price. Kevin and I were both somewhat pleased with the way it came back.
I'm not sure I'm suggesting, I'm just asking if it was your intention, or if you think you're fine with what we have.
From talking with Mr. Allard previously, I think he's comfortable with where it's at. I think a lot of that could depend on if we get a really good number though, too.
Salt does not go bad in storage, but it can start to stick to itself. We talked about that, that just from the humidity in the air, if you have it sitting there for 3 or more years, you might have a problem, and you need to get in there and move it around. But I think we'll be all right with 2 years of salt in supply, and you want to use the oldest salt first. It doesn't spoil, but again, it melts a little bit. All right. Well, we have ordinance 38-2015 to authorize this purchase. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 38-2015. All members of council previously receiving copies, I would like to read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and the director of finance to enter into an agreement with Detroit Salt Company for the furnishing of salt for roadway de-icing for the city of Sylvania, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 38-2015 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 38-2015.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 38-2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 38-2015 is approved. Agenda item eight is the final change order for our Perun Community Park Stormwater Demonstration Project. That has been finished up through this spring. There's actually a picture that I went over and took that's on the electronic blade today. You can take a look at it. It's in the east end of the Perun Park parking lot, or the St. Joe parking lot. And what it does is it channels all the water into a recessed area, which is a water garden. It has chips and plantings through it, and it's mounted up. The inlets for stormwater grates are elevated a little bit in that, and it gives the water a chance to settle, the contaminants come out of it, and then leach into the ground. But when there's a lot of rain, it'll overflow into those manhole, into those stormwater outlets, and it's funneled down towards the creek that way. The project will help with water clarity coming out of that parking lot, but also will take care of the terrible erosion problem we've had going down that hill for as long as I can remember. Every couple of years, we used to have to send out city road crews to rebuild that hill so the corner of the parking lot didn't disappear. Now there's a curb that goes around both the northeast corner and the southeast corner that channels the water into this water garden and will contain that flow and not allow it to just go water falling down the hill anymore. And this did not cost us anything. This is all being paid for with grant funds. I'm not sure about the small change order we have tonight for $649. Joe, I don't know whether you know about that one or not.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Most of the change order, which is $650, we had found some material that we weren't expecting during excavation. There was some brick and some concrete that had been dumped there from previous years. We had to pay extra to have that removed and taken to a different facility than what was planned. So that's the reason for the change order.
If you recall, we tried for this grant a couple of times. We got it the second time. We also bid the project last year, and it came in over budget. We rebid it again through the winter months, and it came back in within budget, and it's totally covered by the grant money. So this is a real win for the community to take care of that drainage problem and for water clarity going downstream in 10 Mile Creek. So the administration is happy about the project, and we need you to approve this final change order in the amount of $649.61. You have ordinance 39-2015 to do that. Mr. Mishka.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 39-2015. All members of council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to approve change order number one, final, to the city's agreement with Geddes Paving and Excavating, Inc. for the Haroon Community Park Stormwater Demonstration Project, reflecting the final installed quantities, increasing the contract amount by $649.61, appropriating funds, therefore, and waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 39-2015 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 39-2015.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 39-2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 39-2015 is approved. Agenda item 9 is proposed ordinance 40-2015. This is to accept the proposal of Walter H. Drain Company to install and maintain the Sylvania codified ordinances on the internet, as we discussed at our last council meeting. Mrs. Bryan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. That's correct. At the last council meeting, we discussed making sure that the version of our codified ordinances that is available online is the most up-to-date version. And speaking with our Mr. Silvernail, the information technology manager, he indicated that due to our new website in the middle of being launched, that it would be more efficient to have Walter Drain be in charge of that, and they currently host and have on their website several, maybe even close to 100 municipalities that they just provide the service for. The initial cost is $3,590, but next year that includes a $3,200 initial setup fee. Going forward, it will be $300 a year for them to do that. And as we pass significant legislation, we can just email it to them, and they will get it online and available immediately, which will be much more efficient than what the current procedure is. So I would recommend its approval. Thank you.
You do have those codified ordinance updates, I believe, in your council packets tonight. I got mine last week, and I put it into my codified ordinance book. It takes you 15 or 20 minutes to do that. There's a lot of small improvements. There's a couple of larger sections, particularly for traffic laws that had to be updated. But I encourage you to do that. I address items in that book manually now. If it's online, I'll probably start doing it. It's very similar to what I have to address in building codes, and it sometimes just becomes easier to do it online than to flip through the pages. So that is the way of the future, and they are the company that takes care of it for us and a lot of municipalities. You can have a look at how many changes there were. There were two pages of listings that you had to go page by page to do it. Pretty significant. And the oldest one I pulled out of my old book was from 1984. The dates the the pages are all dated. That's the oldest one I came across, was 1984, for changing. With that, Mrs. Westfall, we recommend approval of ordinance 40-2015.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 40-2015. All members of council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Accepting the proposal of the Walter H. Drain Company to install and maintain the Sylvania Codified Ordinances on the Internet. Appropriating funds therefore in an amount not to exceed $3,590, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second. It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 40-2015 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 40-2015.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 40-2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 40-2015 is approved. Agenda item 10 is to ask council to authorize the clerk to advertise for bids for a sanitary sewer extension project on Gower Road. Mr. Shaw.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. On March 2nd, we had asked council to for authorization to prepare a resolution of necessity. If you recall, Gower Road is off of Brent Road between King and McCord. It's a small sanitary sewer extension by petition. There's two property owners at the very end of it that have requested sanitary sewer. We're only extending it 190 feet. But at the March 2nd meeting, we requested the authorization for resolution of necessity. We had mailed a notice of tentative assessments to both residences on May 4th, and they had 14 days to object to the notice. We did receive one that was completely in favor of the project, and the other one was didn't send us anything. By code, we're allowed to go ahead and proceed, and the next step in the process is to advertise and publicly bid.
This project will not cost the city taxpayers any dollars. It's the $30,923 cost or whatever the bids actually come into will be paid for by these residents.
That's correct.
All right. For Mr. Mishka, we need a motion to authorize the clerk to advertise for bids for this project.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that the clerk of council is authorized to advertise the bids for the Gower Road Sanitary Sewer Extension Project.
Second.
Moved and seconded to authorize that ad. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The project documents must be ready to go. And what would you estimate for the construction of this project?
We will award, hopefully, at our July meeting. Construction can happen anytime within August to end of September-ish. We're going to try to keep it pretty open and flexible because this is a pretty short project and that we're only going 190 feet, so we want to keep an open window so that contractors have the ability to come in and can do it in a week in between projects.
And these drawings were prepared in-house?
That's correct.
Yeah. Mr. Mayor?
Mr. Hainer.
Yes. I know these are township residents. I know they're in our sewer district. Did we offer these folks annexation and the lower real estate taxes that would come with that as part of this project?
I don't believe so.
Might be worth visiting that issue with them.
We'll take a look at it. I'm not sure they border the city limits. I think there's a problem.
Okay.
That's correct. They don't.
There is. Issue.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, however we get there, we might want to
go up through the meadows and do it.
Offer
so we can open up that road again.
An opportunity to reduce their real estate taxes.
And probably get the project done a little less expensively, too. At least the tap fees. Okay. Thank you for that question. We'll check on that, but I believe it would create quite an island there. All right. Moving on to agenda item 11, committee reports. We added, at your request, a zoning committee update. Mr. Hainem.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I know it's been a while since we talked about the Sylvania Architectural Districts and Design Guidelines, and we're redoing those. I just wanted to report to Council that those are well underway. We anticipate we'll have a draft in the not-too-distant future for Council to review. If you'll recall, the process for completing those changes is a bit cumbersome because it has to go to the Planning Commission. We'll have to have, we'll have a public hearing. We have some, so there's some delays built into that. And, but it's very much my intention that we complete this process in this calendar year, hopefully before, before the holidays. So I just wanted to give that brief update. I had a good conversation with Randy Milnick today, and he's excited about the work that he's doing. Before. Before then.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Hanum. We also added agenda item 11B. Mr. Lukey wanted to schedule a economic development subcommittee meeting.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. This would be to continue our discussion about CRAs and specifically CRA number 3. I think there's a sense that we'd like to perhaps have council review this prior to the next step in our annexation that we discussed just earlier this evening on Holland-Sylvania Road. Not any particular urgency except that we want to get it done before we get a report back from the Plan Commission. So I'd like to suggest, Leslie tells me that this might take a half hour. I'd like to suggest that we schedule something ahead of our next council meeting, which is the 15th, maybe 7 o'clock. Wonder if that would work with everybody.
Mr. Lukey, I will not be here, but if it works for everyone else, I don't think that's...
Are you out of town?
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
I can get in here by 7 on that particular...
Okay, let's not do it then. bad idea. We don't have a meeting then until mid-July, third week
that's
in
right.
July.
And that's 5 weeks after
that. That is meeting. A tad far out, right?
So 7 weeks from tonight.
Mr. Lukey, I'm sorry, that might not be, I guess I may have blocked too much time from a previous appointment. That might
okay.
Would be.
Yeah. I'm not sure, Mary, that there's going to be anything particularly controversial.
That's also the night of the Chamber of Commerce annual dinner and golf outing.
Okay.
I don't know who's coming to that dinner, but I am.
Yeah, we're always challenged that night, so let's not do it that night. Mary, could you, when are you gone all week?
I'm gone that week.
Yeah, and I'm gone the following week. Could we look at something perhaps in the beginning of July? I know that's a holiday week for some folks, but either at the beginning or end of the day on the 1st, perhaps, which is a Wednesday.
Not that you need me there, but I will be traveling to Woodstock, and I'll be gone all day.
That's not good. We want to have you be there,
no,
unless
yes,
you
I'm
think
going
otherwise.
Okay.
What about the 29th?
That's a Monday. I have a commitment in the evening. That would not work for me.
How about the morning of the 30th?
Yeah, the morning of the 30th could work. How does that seem for folks?
I can't do it, but I'm not on the committee, so don't worry about me.
You okay with that, though?
Miss
yeah. It? Yeah, okay. 8 o'clock on the 30th? Everybody? Okay.
You're good. Back in June, right?
Back in June. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Sharon, you can take care of noticing that, right? Thanks.
Very good. Thank you. Are there any additional committee reports or committee meetings to be scheduled at this time? Agenda item 12 is committee referrals. Anything to be made at this time? Any new business there? If not, that brings us to the end of our agenda. You do have a copy of the Lucas County Commissioner's resolution for the property we just approved the annexation services for. I did add the income tax report. Mr. Schroyer.
Yeah, it's fresh off the presses. We just got that today. It's through May. We're up almost 1.5% over last year. Our refunds in May were significantly higher this year than last year. And year to date, our refunds are quite a bit higher than last year. So So if you took the refunds out of it, we're actually up 1.7% instead of 1.5%. That's quite a bit better than last month. I believe we were up like 0.43% for the year, and now we're at 1.5%. We budgeted 2.9%, so we're still quite a ways under our budget, but heading in the right direction.
We had negative numbers earlier in the year, but since then we've had three or four consecutive months of moving in the right direction, and May had to have been a considerable increase to have raised the average that much.
For the year, correct.
Yeah, so we continue to hope for good news. I think part of the reason that we're behind is we're getting a lower tax receipts right now from the Flower Hospital campus as the Old Lake Park is being emptied. There's a lot fewer employees in that building. We calculated it again. We do not owe Toledo any income tax sharing on that campus for a number of quarters consecutive, but very positively this one. There continue to be several open office buildings around the community. We're working on those. But I think things are going in the right direction, and we do expect a pretty good boost when the Starlight ProMedica building opens up late this year or early next year. And then we'll have to watch out for when ProMedica starts moving some of their other employees to downtown Toledo. But we're moving in the right direction. That's all I have. Is there any, if there's no additional business, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
And move to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned to our next meeting on Monday, May or June 15th at 7:30 p.m. Thank you all.